Today's Voice for Victims rally outside Parliament House in Brisbane is for all victims of crime across the state. Organiser Ben Cannon says it'll be peaceful, but victims of crime need to be heard. Meanwhile, Catholic school educators at Gympie and Noosa Flexible Learning Centres, St Thomas More Primary at Sunshine Beach and Unity College at Caloundra West will walk off the job from 10 till 11 a.m. today. It's as the Independent Education Union says teachers and support staff are facing a workload crisis. The project footprint for the 1.6-kilometre Caloundra Transport Corridor upgrade has been confirmed. It will include four lanes, though the Department of Transport and Main Roads says the four-lane corridor width has been reduced to minimise the impact on Ben Bennett, Bushland Park and Bicentennial Park. The footprint also includes an underpass at West Terrace for pedestrians and cyclists. The purpose of the project is to ease traffic congestion, reduce travel time and improve access to the Caloundra CBD. Five Queenslanders have been commended for acts of selfless bravery by the Australian Governor-General, among them Olympic gold medalist Stephen Bradbury, after he saved four teenage girls from drowning at Caloundra in March last year. He was at King's Beach with his son Flynn when he noticed one girl was in trouble in 2 metre swell and grabbed his surfboard to save her. But it wasn't until after she was safely back to shore he noticed three others were also in trouble further out to sea. Mr Bradbury entered the water for a second time while his son ran to alert lifeguards, the exhausted group then clinging to the surfboard until help arrived. He's told Nine he was in the right place at the right time and acted instinctively.
She came running over to me and hugged me so hard that it took my breath out of me, and she said, "Thank you for saving my life."
And work is about to begin to make a 2.5K stretch of old Maroochydore Road safer and smoother. The $4 million resurfacing works will be conducted between Stark Lane and Enterprise Street at Kunda Park. The works will happen at night and will take about 8 weeks to complete.